This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, hate it or love it, the underdogs next season will probably finish on top. That's the Kansas City Chiefs. New haircut, new swag last year for Travis Kelce. I'm excited. I mean, I'm still in baseball mode, but I'm excited to see what these guys are going to do next year because you put stuff like this. Best of luck. You poke the bear. Be ready for the consequences that come.
I mean, can you imagine all of these pokings of the bear that have taken place already team, and we're only 2+ weeks after the Super Bowl, and everybody's acting like this organization was a fraud for the last decade?
Speaking of Travis Kelce, you might enjoy their podcast this week on New Heights. Did you see who their guests are?
I did not know.
The Kachuk brothers.
Oh, nice. What a great pickup, right? That's
anytime
awesome,
they want,
right?
Anyone yeah. they want, whenever they
whenever
want.
Whenever they want.
Kachuk brothers will be on New Heights today.
I was listening to a Travis or Jason Kelce guest appearance with Charles Barkley yesterday. He was on Charles Barkley's podcast that he does with Ernie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ernie. And so they had Jason Kelce on, and Jason Kelce said, yeah, my whole life.
We're getting fired anyway, Ernie. Yeah,
yeah, right. And Jason
yes,
Kelce
I know
says,
that was Shaq.
Like, growing up, the only guy I ever wanted to meet was Charles Barkley, right? That was like his big deal, right?
Yeah.
Wanted to meet Charles, and so got to be on the podcast. And Charles told the story. He goes, when I was growing up, he says, I wanted to change my name to Travis. And Jason's like, well, obviously it wasn't for my brother, but we're like, it's just kind of cool that you wanted to change your name to Travis. And Charles is like, yeah, because Travis was the best athlete growing up, and I wanted to be Travis. And Charles goes, and my mom says, you're a dumbass, man. You're named after your grandpa. And Charles goes, yeah, who's a nobody?
I was
that is so good.
Pretty fair, though.
I mean, as a kid, you're like, yeah, you know, come on now. You know, you named me after my grandpa, Charles. I want to be Travis. This guy's a hell of an athlete.
This guy kills it.
Never meet your heroes unless you're Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
You're familiar with Channing Frye, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his rant the other day?
What did he
possibly,
rant about?
I think
I can find it. But he basically is blaming the old heads for the reason why the NBA is not successful. Because we're stuck on Michael Jordan the way that we used to play in the 90s, and that we're not appreciating what we have already, which is Steph Curry, LeBron James, Giannis, Jokic, all this. And he blames Shaq and Charles Barkley.
They have a big say.
Yeah. And those are the two guys that are actually supportive of the current NBA situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they have a big say in how people perceive things. They are the voice of the NBA. I mean, there's nobody else. Like, they are the bell cows of the NBA.
I wouldn't say they support the current NBA.
No, I don't think they trash the NBA constantly. And rightfully so. It's a terrible product.
Sure,
and,
I guess. And, but know. Like, you don't know the players. You don't know anyone. Like, you could know something about the game before you trash it. That's Charles and Shaq. I feel like they watch one game a week.
man, that's fine. I mean, they're in their 60s. You know, I don't blame them. Or yeah. Shaq's probably in his 50s.
Shaq's
at this
also
point,
DJing.
But, and, yeah, he's got like other things going on.
DJ
working,
Diesel, baby.
Working for the general.
Nobody's watching that show. Yeah, he is.
Shaq-a-roni.
I mean, he's
got a lot of things.
Not one person is watching that show looking for X's and O's of basketball. No. You're watching it for the entertainment, for the opinion, and for the personality. And that's why it's successful.
I watch that show to see who's going to be the target that night. Sometimes it's Kenny. Sometimes it's Shaq. Sometimes it's Chuck.
Yep.
And then I watch to see if anybody's going to beat Kenny to the screen.
Yeah.
Those are my two things
you're not
that I
watching
watch
for basketball breakdown. And I love the fact that they're hard on the game because it's not in a good place right now. It just isn't, you know, it's launch three pointer after launch three pointer after launch three pointer. And that just doesn't get it done for a lot of people. I'm not the only one saying this. I mean, these guys are Hall of Famers saying that the game is terrible right now. And that's not, I don't think that's their old man take on it. I think it is a bad product right now.
It's not great, but there are certain games. The thing is, it's tough for me with the NBA because there's like, you'll go through a stretch where there's really not a great game, and then you'll have a stretch where all of a sudden Minnesota and Oklahoma City play, and here comes Anthony Edwards who brings his team down by 25, blocks an SGA shot, and you're like, can we get more of that?
Right, can you get more of that? You want that.
You need more consistency with the game, which you get towards the end of the season when the playoffs happen, which is everything like hockey and football, and football's entertaining throughout the whole entire season. But again, it ramps up, obviously, when the conditions are a little bit higher up. YouTube TV came out with a question on X. It says you can go on a vacation with the cast of one show. What is your pick? So vacation, one show, what's your pick? 913-586-7965. That's a J South tow service text line. Somebody on the text line says Modern Family.
That'd be a fun one.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That's a great one.
That is a really good one, actually.
Another Modern Family.
Claire. Oh, let me tell you.
Parks and Rec is on there.
Yeah.
Blue Mountain State, The Sopranos.
Why would you want to go on a trip with The Sopranos? You may not come back.
Well,
you may end up in a trunk.
Is Mello Soprano going to be on that?
Oh,
trip?
Yeah.
Is Carmella going to be on there when she's getting mean? Because that's when she was really nice. Is Tony Psychiatrist going to be out there? So, I mean, there's a whole lot. But what say you, if you could take one show with you on a vacation, who would you go with?
Yeah, like my friend Joe just texted me. He goes, the answer is Seinfeld. I go, no, it's not, because they're a bunch of jerks.
Oh, yeah. I hit it.
Not me this time.
Whoopsie.
Yes, Dusty, you are correct.
Whoopsies. I will see you never.
I'll be honest with you. I was thinking about this before the show. Yeah. You guys have used the dump button more in 6 months than I've been working with than I have in 15 years doing this. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah, that's like your opinion, man.
That's rough.
Because people ask me all the time, like, you never. I'm like, no, it's 4 hours. I can. I know I don't, so I don't, right? No, the answer for me after talking, so Joe comes back with it. Who'd you like to go with, the Brady Bunch? No, Entourage. That's my answer, and I think that's the best answer because I ain't paying a dime. They're picking up everything, right?
True.
Hanging out with Turtle would be awesome. Private jet with Vinny Chase. Having his brother, E, would be fantastic to
Johnny
hang out
Drama.
With. Johnny Drama. E gets things done. All the women that were on, like, give me Entourage. That's my final answer. Thank you.
He sucks. I couldn't stand E.
Oh, I love, like, he just gets things. Like, everybody needs a
Speaking
guy like
Mello
that
Soprano.
In their life. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Some more on the Saved by the Bell, obviously, because of Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
The Challenge, any season with Nuri's Mateo. I'm familiar with that. Lost. I would love to see Evangeline Lilly in a bikini. Mac, what's a show that you would take?
SpongeBob SquarePants?
I think... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia would be mine.
God, you gotta hang out with Charlie Day on vacation.
I love Charlie Day. Danny DeVito would be great. Glenn Howerton, Rob McElhenney would be awesome. It'd be great. Super fun, guys.
Somebody says I'll take The Office.
That'd be cool.
Just party with Meredith.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
I'd love it. It'd be awesome. Just be like, go to the local swim-up bar and just get hammered with Meredith.
Or Creed.
Creed would be awesome. You just would never see him.
You know he was in a band, right?
Correct. He's a guitar player.
Yeah. Oh, God. What's the name of the band
now? He lives in Nashville.
The band's name is Creed.
It's not. But, God, it's like from the 60s. I'm like, oh, my God, Creed was in that band?
I will say I will either go with the cast of Shameless.
Okay.
Just because everybody's, kind of a rebel. You got Jeremy Allen, who's out there as well, as Flip or Lip Gallagher.
Yeah, Lip.
You got Fiona Gallagher. How you doing?
Yes.
I mean, the most realistic sex scenes I've ever seen in my life that aren't real. Fiona did it for me, man. A lot of pausing on that show. Frank, I mean, you never know. Is Frank going to, like, swindle his way to get a free resort because he's going to say something or get something, and then he's going to screw the entire family over? And then the other one would be the Real Housewives.
Which ones?
Either any of them. Atlanta, Osage Beach, whatever the Housewives shows are.
Osage
I don't care,
Beach.
Dude. Send me out there with the Real Housewives. I'll make sure I have some fun on vacation. We'll just drink a bunch of Prosecco, smoke a lot of weed, and just have a bunch of fun with those Housewives.
The Real Housewives of Osage Beach.
Better believe it. Better believe it.
Tammy, we're coming down. Get the Housewives ready.
That's right. The cast of Two and a Half Men.
I mean, you'd go with Charlie Sheen for a day and then be like, I got to tap out, man.
That's true. Yeah, it'd be
like,
one day.
I got to tap out. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Somebody says Baywatch. Got Hasselhoff. Got Hasselhoff C-blocking you the whole time.
Yeah.
Somebody says, calm down, Dusty. You're from Lee Summit, not the south side of Chicago. Fair point.
That's true.
But Fiona Gallagher, I would move to Chicago immediately for you. Oh, gosh. Gosh, what is her real name in real life? It's so terrible.
Grassroots.
That's it. Yeah, the Grassroots, yeah.
Cast of Scrubs would be great. 90210, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Well, there'd be one less person. Is it 9021 now? Because one guy's no longer with us. Luke Perry.
He died. But
his son is now a...
Didn't one of the women on that show die, too?
Well, it's Tori Spelling, and then there's the curly-haired girl that
wore
glasses.
Didn't Tori Spelling pass away?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't believe so. Somebody says the cast of Jackass. You wouldn't make it 2 days.
Whoa.
Wow. You'd be done, man.
No, I'm done.
Steve-O snorting a line of wasabi on a plane is some of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. Could you imagine real wasabi up your nostril?
Nope.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm. And then one time he was on top of like a skyscraper and on an orca, inflatable orca, Steve-O was. Now sober. So doing better in his life. Somebody says
Emmy
Charlie's
Rossum,
Angels.
By the way.
Emmy Rossum.
Emmy
that's
Rossum, that's your girl.
Golly. She was in The Day After Tomorrow with Jake Gyllenhaal, which that guy gets so much for somebody who looks like he cries every time after sex. Supernatural comes in. Friends comes in.
Friends. That's underrated probably.
Yeah. The Roy family from Succession.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Filthy Rich, Shiv Roy, oh baby. It ain't me, Shiv. Have you guys watched Succession yet?
I have not yet.
No, it's on my list.
Okay. Too many shows out there anyways.
I know.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.